Would somebody call you a Cajun?
Mm-mm.
Are there any Cajuns around here?
Not really. I've heard them. They've called some of them Cajuns, but I think we're not really a true Cajun.
Mm-hmm.
Not really a true Cajun at all. But yet some of our heritage is Cajun.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking about things like that, what about this? Say, you know, not too long ago here in the South, they had different separate facilities, you know, one for the...
You're talking about being segregated?
Yeah, right.
The black and the white?
Yeah. what would... you say black. Is that what they prefer to be called now in this area?
Oh.
Or do you have any idea?
No, a word that's used that I was never taught to, and I taught to use it. I never would let my children use it. Is nigger. I don't like the word. To me, it's used, but I call white people niggers too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. To me, it's just not. It's a person that a black person is. There are some black people out there, and I do some white people, you know. But I think probably the reason why I'm not prejudiced in to the degree that most of the Southerners are down here, the people are locally, is because we were prejudiced against at one time. See,
right.
And I think that's the reason why I'm probably more. I have more. The black girl in there, she's amazed that I know more black people than she does, and she lives in the area. With the black people. But I worked in the factory scene with them, and she didn't.
Do they get along pretty well here in Ballard?
Oh, yeah, huh? More than. But there's still that prejudice there.
Yeah.
You know, they think a lot of them, and most of the white people were raised by the older black women because they were their maids, but they still draw the line. They don't want them in their houses for particular, you know, social functions and all this. There's still a lot of prejudice down here.
My grandmother was like that.
Yeah.
My mother's like you say you are. My brother played football in college, and occasionally he would bring home this great, big, monstrous black player. I think he was a defensive end or something like that. And that made my grandmother very uncomfortable having him in the house.
Yeah. Now, my daughter brought one, a girl home from Livingston, and I talked, but she was half white, and up from Demopolis, and one of the loveliest people I've ever met, and she really a deep person, and she was Catholic. Of course, that's a lot of, they're real religious, they're good Catholic, but undoubtedly, I mean, she explained to me why, because she was more white than she was black, but she had that kinky hair. I never realized how prejudice, and I think it upset Danny, my daughter, because Willie was there. She was a girl, but they just called her Willie, and the people that she loved the most, they turned their nose. She stayed at the house, and I wasn't. And then the more I thought about it, several things were said to me, and it upset me. Because Danny wasn't raised to be prejudiced, even though she never went to school with him over here, because there were none. I didn't go to school with him. There were no black Catholics down here. And the only ones that she had, but she had a good relationship with them in public school her 4 years. And it was just something we just never discussed. But then finally, and then Willie and I talked, and she came several times, and Willie noticed the cold attitude toward her, not from us,